Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Here I come to save the day. That doesn't work, does it, on radio? It's not quite the same thing, is it, folks? Thanks for joining us. It's good to be with you. As always, my pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you to be part of ours. And don't forget to check out my website when you get a chance, jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you like to type, there's a long one or the short one, jbsba. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. I think you'll like it. And if you don't, you can unsubscribe all by yourself. You can do it yourself. It's easy to do either one of those. And the letter comes on Sunday. It gets you ready for the week ahead, and it comes by email. And so check that out when you get a chance. And don't forget all the other things you can do at my website, archives and articles. And you can find out lots of stuff about our good friend Joanna Brandy, who's our guest this half hour. Joanna is one of the longest-term members of our Brain Trust. She's been with me since almost the very beginning. We're coming up on, in a couple of months, like our 7th anniversary together. And that's longer than I've been married to my wife. How about that? Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen, the customer care expert of the world. Joanna, welcome back.
Oh, I just love the way you introduced me.
It's good to have you back, Joanna. She's the author of Winning at Customer Retention in 54 Ways to Stay Positive, and nobody can do that better than Joanna Brandy. Joanna, what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, I was thinking of talking about enthusiasm.
Oh, really? Where did we get that stuff?
Well, you know, recently I've been traveling, and I am busy and I don't do a lot of shopping. I don't have the opportunity to be a consumer very often. Mm-hmm. So when I'm traveling, it's where I pick
up. That's
a
real bummer for a lady, isn't it?
Well, yeah, no, it's not. It's not one of the things I love to do, so it doesn't matter. But you know, it's interesting though, because when I'm traveling is when I really get to consume service, if you will, which is what I teach. And a few weeks ago, I noticed I was speaking at the Society for Consumer Affairs Professionals Conference in New York, and I was, of all places, at the Marriott on 42nd Street. Now, I stayed, and then subsequently I've been in lots of hotels, much smaller, things like that. Now, one would think that in a big hotel in a busy city like New York with all that's going on, that you know, people would be somewhat indifferent or not pay attention, or, you know, sort of your expectation when you go to New York is not that you're going to get the best service in the world, but it's going to be exciting, what have you. Well, I had the most unusual circumstance going on there. Every single person that I dealt with in that hotel was enthusiastic, was apparently happy that they woke up that morning. They seemed invigorated by challenges. For instance, my boxes were missing. I shipped some stuff there. My boxes were missing, and because of a mix-up in the registration process, which had nothing to do, had nothing to do with them, had more to do with the conference itself. I wasn't even listed as a guest, and my box were labeled, you know, hold for incoming guests. So I could see where that would have caused some confusion. What a lovely experience to have people take on the challenge of finding my boxes. They kept calling me back to make sure that I knew every step of the way, that they hadn't forgotten about me, that they were still looking. And then, lo and behold, not too long after I had reported the missing, a young man by the name of Hector showed up at my door with a big smile on his face and my boxes in his arms, you know. But everyone that I dealt with in any capacity in that hotel for the few days that I was there had that kind of enthusiasm. The week after that, I was in a much smaller hotel in a much smaller town where one would think that the service, you know, would be fabulous, and it wasn't.
Wow.
So it just gets me thinking about what is it about enthusiasm? Is it something, you know, and you know, you and I always debate these things. You call me an expert, but I just call myself somebody who's probably, you know, still learning. I'm still a student of all this, even though I've been doing it for 15 years, because I think that so many things change that you can't really be solidly an expert in anything these days. But in your opinion, because you have that kind of enthusiasm every single day about your job, what do you do to get up in the morning, or when you get up in the morning, to be enthusiastic, even on a day when, you know, maybe things aren't going so well?
Well, you know what? One of the two or three things I think, I guess if I had to think about it in a minute, was I don't take myself too seriously.
That's okay. We don't either, Chad.
I know that. Believe you me, I know all about that. Also, I've lived long enough to know that as bad as the day may be, I've had days like this and I've survived. And the other thing is, and I don't know, this is kind of a pathology with me. I'm pathologically curious. And I can't wait to find out what's around the next corner, what the next minute's going to bring. And so I can't wait for it to happen. And maybe that's part of it. I don't know. It helps to be curious if you're a talk show host, I'll tell you that. 22, we're going to be right back with our good friend. She is an expert, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let her kid you. Joanna Brandy, one of the folks that I love very much. 22, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Take a highway. When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Joanna Brandy is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. And she is the customer care coach. And Joanna, give us your website, please.
That is customercarecoach.com.
All right. What do we find when we get there?
A picture of me.
Well, it's there. It is there, folks.
Actually, we have a special offer. We have a brand new website this week, Jim.
Well, the picture's worth the trip, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, it is not. It's an old one. But you know what? We have a brand new website this week. We have worked for 3 months to redo the website, so there is some exciting new stuff there. We have a special offer. If you buy the Customer Care Coach over the next week, we have a special offer of my first book, Winning at Customer Retention.
All right.
We also have a news section that I said it's pretty interesting, and we'll be populating with new articles. It's called Quick Reads. Mm-hmm. Now, you know that I do a lot of writing. I have a weekly newsletter, which our listeners might want to get, and that's free at the site.
Right.
But, you know, I tend to be verbose, Jim, as you know.
No.
And my team has wrestled me to the ground when we put up this new website. And they made a rule for me, and the rule is I get to write, but I've got to be succinct enough to fit all the writing into one page.
Ah.
So we have a new section in the library now called Quick Reads, and every one of those articles is one page long. For those people that
want to... You can read it in 3 minutes, probably.
Yeah, less than, I'm sure. I keep trying to time myself, but, you know, I know the words, so it's not fair when I time myself. But it's one, you know, it'll print out on one page. And it's been a challenge to be writing and get things that concise, but we're getting much better at it. And we're going to put an article up, you know, every once in a while. We write an article every month and send it out to over 700 email publications, and that's something that your listeners might want to see. As that's one of our marketing tactics, is that we want our articles, with, of course, you know, our website, on the bottom in as many places on the World Wide Web as possible. So we have a list of people that have newsletters that might take the articles. Now, some of them bounce back. Sometimes we get letters from people saying, no, we're not interested. But just and the better, the more we do it, the better the articles get.
Mm-hmm.
And these last one was on, it was called Five Positivity Pointers, and it was really about if you want to create a good customer experience, you have to stay positive yourself. So that went out, and it's wonderful because I get letters back every week from people that are posting.
That's nice, isn't it?
Well, you know, the web is viral, so if you want to spread the good word about your business and you don't have a lot of cash to do it, you know, you really want to be clever about how you get it. So the way I look at this is, how big can I expand my value zone? I mean, that's what I say to myself. I say, you know, how big, every time somebody sends me a note back and says, we're printing your article, I go, wow, my value zone just expanded.
Well, and of course, that's all part of the enthusiasm, which is what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, sorry, I'm off track.
It's good to hear you being so enthusiastic about what you're doing. But the thing is that you know, you ask me about what makes me enthusiastic. Well, but see, that really is not important. It's important, but that's not really the question, because, see, I'm the so-called leader of my organization, and so I'm supposed to be enthusiastic. The key is that everybody in your organization may not have the same traits as you do, or the same attitude about enthusiasm as you do. The key is, the real trick is to get those people, your employees, to and your customers, to be enthusiastic like you are. How do you do that, Joanna?
Well, I'll tell you how to do it. It's a matter of how you talk to yourself. And I have worked with this for a long time, and I've studied this for a long time. Everybody has an internal dialogue. Everybody has an internal dialogue. And if your internal dialogue, when you get up in the morning and go to work, is, oh, I really don't want to be here. Oh, I feel awful today. Oh, I'm having a bad hair day. You know, if
that's
if
what I said this morning.
If you've had a bad hair day for a while, Jim.
I think so.
But you know what? If how you interpret the world is with boredom, depression, tiredness, you know, that is as if there's a gray veil, you know, in front of your eyes. That's how you're going to come across to people. I have found, and you know, I don't know if this is a little bit too much self-disclosure, but, you know, for many, many years I battled with depression. Mm-hmm. Which I think many small business owners have. Mm-hmm. Some of us, I think it's by nature something that sometimes happens to people that are driven and people that are are a little bit different than other people, as entrepreneurs can be. So I have learned with practice and discipline that how I talk to myself is really important. So when you get up in the morning and you say to yourself, "Oh man, I love solving problems." You know, or mm-hmm. wow, this is a great challenge. This gives me the opportunity to show them how good I can be, instead of oh God, another problem.
Here's another way to think about it. The thing that I try to do because I think this sticks better, and Joanna, and that is, you know what, this is a challenge. But if I solve this problem, here's where I'm going to wind up with. And then I get excited about the possible result.
That's even better, because what you're doing is creating a picture of something that's on the other side of the challenge. And we all know that how the brain works, in that if it has a picture mm-hmm. to go to, if you're focused on, you know, that, you know, all those experiments they did, you know, mm-hmm. the experiments they do with athletes.
Yep.
I mean, the one that I remember the most is the basketball one, when they took when they do an experiment doing three different things. One is to take a basketball player and have him do nothing but shoot hoops mm-hmm. over and over and over and over and over and over again to practice the free throw. Another one, they took a basketball player and they had him do nothing but meditate and visualize throwing the ball into the hoop. And the third one, they took a basketball player and they had them do a combination of both visualization and actual practice. And that's the person that did the best.
Mm-hmm. I believe it. Stand by, Twin Till. We're going to be right back with our good friend Joanna Brandy, the author of Winning at Customer Retention. And her website is customercarecoach.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. A little bit of Steely Dan for you there. Doesn't get any better than Steely Dan, I'll tell you that. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. You can find Joanna Brandy all over our website. We're so proud of having her as a member of our Brain Trust. We don't know what to do. We got archives and articles and lots of things. Got our books up there on the website you can check out. But you can also go and subscribe to her Customer Care Coach program, which, folks, you've been hearing me ranting and raving for years now about all these online training programs that you can get that are really high powered, extremely valuable training programs that are available online. Well, guess what? One of them, the poster child for what I've been talking about, is Joanna Brandy's Customer Care Coach program. Joanna, I thank you for making it available the way you do to folks, and in a virtual way, so that they can get their employees and themselves trained to do a better job of taking care of our customers. It's so important that we do this, Joanna, because there's nobody more important in our organization than our customers.
And you know what, Jim? We built this product especially for small businesses. Mm-hmm. And you know that I charge a lot of money to go out there and do speaking for those big companies. But this is literally a $15,000 program that we distilled down into bite-sized lessons delivered once a week for 9 months for $279.
Yeah, it's the same amount
of wisdom. The only thing is you don't get my smiling face with it, you know.
You can go on the website and find that. See,
you can go find my smiling face. But it's really it's a new adventure, and of course there's a 30-day money-back guarantee, so anybody can try it for 30 days.
Can't beat that. And Joanna, the thing that's so important that I know people will be able to do if they do take advantage of your program is making sure that we can't get our customers to be enthusiastic about doing business with us if we don't give them that enthusiasm, can we?
You got it. If you want customers to be enthusiastic about coming back and giving you their money, you have to create a positive environment for them. So not only you, but you and everyone that works for you has to be in that kind of upbeat, can-do, positive, yes, you know, kind of mode, and not the, and you know, you've heard me talk about this before, not the no-problem mode. I don't want to hear no-problem.
I hate that.
Because those are the two words no customers want to hear, and that's how people say thank you to you now.
I know it, and see, I'm on a one man campaign against that term.
Well, I'm on a one woman campaign term. There you go.
Because I've been saying that now for months and months. The worst thing you can say to a customer, folks, is no problem. Especially if you should be saying, you know, I mean, you're welcome is okay. If people say thank you for doing something, that's fine. You can say you're welcome. I'm glad to help you, but don't say no problem.
And how about, here's a bunch of different things you can say. You can say, that'd be my pleasure. I'd love to do that for you. Absolutely. Certainly. That'd be great. I mean, there's so many other positive things you can say.
But it's become epidemic, Joanna, because, I mean, you're in a restaurant, somebody pours water, and you say, thank you, and they say, no problem.
No problem.
God, I hate that.
It makes me nuts, because it's planting the idea in the customer's head that there is a problem.
There was a problem, and now I've absolved you of that problem.
I know, isn't it awful? It's a very strange thing, and it's really crept. It's crept into our language at all levels.
Yeah, it has.
So,
And folks, we got to stop that. If you hear your employees saying no problem, stop them in their tracks. And folks, I think you ought to have training. You ought to have some training sessions on this to teach your people not to say that. We got to reverse this because it's awful. It's a hateful thing to say to somebody, I think.
Well, it's just that the word no really weakens the person you're talking to. If you do muscle testing, which I actually do when I'm working with people to prove to them the power of words, your muscles get weak at the sound of the word no, and they get strong at the sound of the word yes. So always say things in the positive. Don't say things in the negative. Always choose to say it in a positive way. It leaves the customer with a different feeling. When the customer feels good about doing business with you, they're more inclined to want to come back.
I don't want to pick on anybody, but it seems that the younger generation is where this is the most prevalent.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So, folks, we got a chance to remold these young minds and teach them how to say these things.
I think it's been picked up by everybody, though. It may have begun with the younger generation, but I hear everybody saying it.
Well, see, there is a place for saying no problem. You know, if
once in a while,
once in a while, but not when you're waiting on customers.
Yeah, and when someone says,
if I give you a kidney, Joanna, and you say thank you, I might say no problem. But if I'm waiting on you as a customer, that's not going to work. It just doesn't work. Folks, let's fix that. Joanna, give us your website one more time.
That's www.customercarecoach.com.
Hey, Joanna, it's my pleasure to have you on the show today.
It was my pleasure to be here, Jim.
You're darn right it was. And we'll see you next time, Joanna.
Take care.
Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. You know that. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program really is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.